Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T, like Tom, E-R, date of birth 1-16-78, date of accident 5-13-2022, date of service is 5-4-2023. Miss Sonia Carter is here as a patient, and she reports that she suffers from seizures and other issues. She lost her balance couple weeks ago. However, she is being followed up at Mind Neurology Group, and they are following up with the psychotherapy, neurology medications, etc. She does have a small sign of hematoma, which has resolved in the forehead, and she felt like a little bit slow today. However, her medication Keppra is going on. She's also being provided Phenobarb, and that could be the result of that. She has had no seizures recently, and she was involved in an automobile accident that happened while she was traveling with her mother as a passenger in the front seat, and they were hit into the passenger side on a T-bone fashion. She did not go to the ER, and there was no reported TBI symptoms, but the pain started in the lower back mainly. Some pain was there in the neck, which has resolved with the therapy, and there was some gap in the physical therapy for several months as the previous therapist was closed their doors and they could not locate a new therapist. Now they have started the physical therapy. The patient reports her pain in the lower back is still going on to the tune of 8, and pain in the right shoulder is also 8. She is able to lift her arm up to 110 degrees of abduction, beyond which there is some pain. The ADLs are reported to be affected 9 or 10 as follows. Work and enjoyment of life is affected 10 according to the patient. Walking ability and sleep is affected 9. The general activity is affected 8. And there is a 30% improvement in the pain so far. The system review, additional history, substance abuse, compliance history, please review the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure will be 106 over 74, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 4-4-2023, dictation number 0410-065, along with diagnosis. Plan is to provide a quad cane for stability so that the patient doesn't fall. She is being referred to a chiropractic treatment for additional to physical therapy for additional help. Her MRI has been reviewed, and they were found to be completely normal in the lumbar spine, and the left shoulder had some partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon, occupying 50% of the tendon. Patient has been informed that she may see an orthopedic surgeon, and she doesn't want to do that. She thinks her pain is getting better without the surgical or injection treatment at this time. Thank you.